Hello and welcome to The Villain Was Right, the podcast where we look at movies and TV shows from the villain's perspective and dare to ask, were they really all that bad? I'm your host, Rebecca Reeds.
And I'm your host, Craig Faye.
And this week, it's audience choice and boy howdy, did you pick a doozy. Team, what is happening? What happened to me? What is going on? We're doing Showgirls. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I will give some of our patrons some credit for this, which they expressed regret for making us watch this movie.
I feel that.
Yeah. So this is your first go of this
movie. This was absolutely my first go of this. Oh my God. If I had seen this before, I don't think I'd ever stop talking about it.
Yeah.
This is this movie is so bad. It makes me feel bad for calling any other movie bad.
Yeah. It's a real
It has
treat.
Changed my perspective on cinema.
Yeah.
Okay, like I feel like if I watch a bad movie now, I'll be like, well, it had some charm though. The plot line worked. Like
This is the baseline in which you
Wow.
Yeah. So I've actually seen this movie multiple times because I had friends who were like really into it as a bad movie. Like they were like, this is so bad. Like you'd go to screenings and that kind of thing. And there was there was like commentary tracks that you could like put on it, which like discussed the movie as it went, which were apparently hilarious. Like, so it was kind of like that cult, like kind of like The Room or something like that.
I'm so glad mine was The Room in university.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad that my bad movie was
The
Room.
So I remember this being bad and right off the get, I was just like, oh, this is so much worse than I remember it.
How could you, your brain had to have erased of this. How could you, guys, okay, so if you haven't seen this movie, I'm going to describe it as quickly as I can if you've never seen this movie. Okay, so we've got Nomi. Okay, she's going to Vegas. Nobi, we know nothing about her. She's going to Vegas. She hitchhikes to Vegas, pulls a knife on a man. He steals her suitcase. Tits, checks notes, more tits, so many tits, I can't even believe this. Her yelling about how she's not a whore multiple times is a very important plot line. She wants to be a showgirl, but she is in a strip club. We've got Crystal?
Yep.
Crystal is who she wants to be.
The star of the big show
she wants to be involved in. Men treat her horribly through that. Men, there's not a good man. Find a good man in this movie. Nary a man that is good. Even we're going to get so into this. Oh my God. I have so many fucking things to say about this movie. I'm almost stressed about how many things I have to say about this movie. I'm almost stressed. Okay. So men treating her horribly. She gets onto the show. She then proceeds to push Crystal down the stairs, takes over. There's a couple other things that I'm not going to say without disclaimers. We're going to get into, there's going to be like a 5-minute section you're going to want to skip on this episode. If you're just like, nah, not today, team. And then it ends in her attacking a man who raped her friend and then apologizing to Crystal and they make out.
And then she leaves town.
Yeah. And finds the same guy that ripped her off and pulls a knife on him again.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
A lot of storming out of rooms.
I probably should have said tits about 16 more times.
Yeah.
That's the loose movie. That's loosely what this movie is.
Yeah, we'll get into sort of the details.
Oh, we're going to get into so many details. All the details. What? Okay. Can
Stripper
I ask you?
Wants to become a showgirl by pushing woman downstairs.
Yes. That's it. That is the log line of this movie. So just before we jump into anything, because I just have a curiosity, because you've started off the top about how this was kind of your bad movie.
My friend's bad movie.
Okay. Sorry. Your friend's bad movie. Is it like The Room where there's like things you do?
I was never that involved with it, but okay. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Cause like, I know when you go see The Room, you gotta like, they pan across San Francisco, yell meanwhile in San Francisco and you're throwing spoons and somebody's throwing a football and like, there's a lot of stuff happening. I'm just wondering, I'm like, okay, so do you just like flash the screen, or like, what's the thing?
I don't know. I'd be interested to see, because like I resisted this because I really don't like this movie.
Oh, I,
but like I resisted my friends, like friends plural, by the way.
Yeah.
Like effort to get me into that very, very harshly. I will say this is one of the least sexy movies I have ever seen.
It's so jarring. It's so truly jarring to watch because, listen, okay, I'm not tit adverse. Okay, I love tits. Okay, who doesn't love tits? Everybody loves tits. Okay, we love tits. We love them. Great. I think watching this movie has probably doubled the amount of Lifetime tits I've seen. There are so many. It's so gratuitous that you become so desensitized to it. You're like, how could this ever...
Yeah, how could this possibly be alluring or tantalizing or like...
Was that the point, though? I don't think so.
It's hard to say anything was the point of this movie because they missed it.
You made a great... Yes, yeah,
because it's like, you know when you miss so widely, you're just like, what were you even shooting for? You know, you shoot at a target and there's no hole on it and you go like, what, were you aiming for it?
Yeah, were you trying to hit the house? Like what... Yes, absolutely. So, okay. I think we should probably I know this is a villain podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that we should probably... Okay, so Crystal is the villain. Okay. Men are also villains, but they're all
dirtbags.
So incredibly wrong, I can't even begin.
And they're kind of side villains in this. Like, Crystal is... This is the woman that Nomi wants to be. She wants to take her spot. Mm. And... They act, yeah, so it's Crystal.
It's Crystal, but I would really like to start with Nomi.
Yeah, because I think, yes.
Because she's so manic from the first second she is on screen that I, no point, and like horrible, horrible things happen to her.
Yeah.
Horrible, just across the board, just horrible thing upon horrible thing. And it was so hard for me to feel sympathy for her.
Yes.
It was so hard.
She's one of the most unlikable protagonists
I've ever seen in my whole life. She resists every piece of help anybody tries to give her. She surrounds herself with, and I'm not saying my point is not so to be like, oh, well, she's in this situation because she's like this. This isn't what I'm trying to say at all, okay? The situation is horrible regardless of whether I like this woman or not, okay? Yeah. But outside of that, okay, if you remove these scenes and you just look at her in these in-between states, I'm like, I would never be your friend. I would hate to hang out with you.
Yes.
You are... This woman flies off the handle at the drop of a hat, like at nothing.
Literally nothing.
Flies off the handle.
Yes. So I've got three categories here under Nomi.
Okay.
Points under each, but it is violent, bad dancer,
terrible dancer.
Other insane shit is my third category. So I agree with you 100%. First thing we see this character do is pull a knife on a guy.
Immediately. Now, I'm not saying that this man's gross, okay? Yeah. All men in this movie are gross. They're disgusting, deplorable people, okay? Deplorable, okay? But this guy, he does the, why don't you sit a little closer?
Yeah.
Okay, which is gross, and we hate it. But the knife against the knife... Seems like a very hard escalation.
Yes, 100%. And there is a version of that where he goes, hey, baby, why don't you sit a little closer? And she just flashes the knife and she goes, think I'll be sitting over here. Puts it back away.
Perfect.
And you know, oh, now we this woman asserts herself. But as you said, it's like literal knife to the throat as he's driving.
Out.
Just insane eyes being like,
this isn't my first rodeo, you know, bub. You
like,
know?
Just, you go, oh, okay. Like, I went immediately from being concerned for her safety to being concerned for his safety in this situation.
Immediately, I was like, oh, okay, you've caught yourself a fly spider.
Yes.
That was my immediate thought. I was like, okay, I could get on board with this movie if I'm just watching an unhinged woman, like, fuck up men. Sure, I can get
sure,
on board with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's not what the movie is.
No,
the movie wants you to
even
be sympathetic.
Close to that.
Because she's like, I'm going to be a dancer. And now that we're talking about it, so her backstory, which is not revealed until the very end of the movie.
And it's all like, whoa, what?
It's like, first of all, we all knew she was hiding something. We all knew it was going to be bad. But like, also, it's not a revelation because she's like, her parents murder suicide. She's been stripping and a sex worker. Yeah. And had some drug and weapons charges. And the weapons charges are the ones that I'm like real, like, because they're like soliciting here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, I'm not going to comment on that. Possession of drugs, don't care about that either. But the assault with a deadly weapon is an interesting one.
Only because we see that she's kind of like, she flip-flops really. She's obviously in need of intervention. Like, she's in need of assistance. She needs somebody to sit down and be like, okay, the way you fly off the handle here, like, let's dig into this a bit. Let's talk about this. We need to talk about your window of tolerance and how you're never in it.
Yeah, and if we had had her backstory as an audience sooner, maybe she's confessed it to somebody.
Of course.
One, it would have given her a scene where she's just not storming out or mad at somebody and flipping off. Like an actual scene of like emotional resonance and sympathy. That would have done that. But it also would have helped us as the audience go like, oh, I maybe understand why she would pull a knife on a guy who's, you know, trying to, you know, tell her to slide over on this. I might understand why she would like react, you know, this way in any sense. But we don't have that at all throughout this. It's just a woman who is literally flying off the handle at nothing. The other violent thing was it James? Yeah, James at the club. Oh. They start dancing together. And I want your read on this too, because what he says that makes her kick him in the nuts and start basically a brawl and getting kicked out of this club was he says, you're not dancing. He's like, you're the most naturally talented dancer I've ever seen. No, she's not.
Not even close.
You see somebody dancing like that at a club and you give them a wide berth. You know what I mean? They are on something. They're having their own time. But then he goes, you're not dancing. You're teasing my dick. And she hoofs him in the balls, and that starts a whole fight in the bar. I don't think that's a nice thing to say to someone, but that's not a lash out in violence kind of thing in a club thing when you're dancing. Like
what's my move there? My move is I'm going to get you to buy me a drink and then I'm going to blow you off. you must be charged. You must pay for your crimes.
Yeah.
Then I will leave.
I love you phrasing it like that. You just stop dancing. You go, listen, that was gross.
Yeah.
Buy me a drink and then I'm going to leave now. And this is penance for being a weird guy. Yeah,
absolutely. That's the move. Okay. Because like, I don't think he should have gotten kicked in the balls. I also don't think like they were like throwing her out because they were like, you started it. And I was like, that's not why you throw her out. You throw her out because she assaulted someone.
Not
because a brawl broke out because of her. It's because she assaulted a man.
Yes.
A very bad man. A man I do not like. Okay. I would say he's the least of all the evils, but he's still gross.
And he's like, by the end of the movie, he's kind of a nothing
guy. Which is so weird. Like, I so desperately want to see an edit of this, like somebody just get their fingers and on this and edit it in a different way and see if you could make it like 50% better in some capacity.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a way to edit this where it's not like by the way, this movie's over 2 hours.
Oh, they thought everyone involved with this movie thought they were making like an epic, like this will stand the test of time. Like it was the story of this movie is it was a surprise to everybody involved that it turned out as bad as it did. Like, and you look at it now and you're like, how, like the choices that had to have been made along the way.
Even just watching the scenes themselves, standalones, like when Nomi is giving Zach a lap dance and she's whipping her head back, like there's certain moves where I'm like, what is this? Who is this for?
Yeah.
What's going on? And it never made me feel like, well, there's a great dancer right there.
Or there's a woman who like knows how to move. Like, I was never like, oh, look at the skill. Like, look at how sexy she's being in this. I was like, everything is so aggressive. She's such a bad dancer. At one point when she's stripping, the noises she makes when she is stripping are some of the least attractive things. I swear to God, there is at one point where she is just stripping. She's on the pole, like, Crystal is and Zach are like watching her, right? Mm-hmm. This is like her big thing. There's one point where she, I swear, goes, aha! Like she just discovered something. Like she's like, aha! And I'm like, just like, none of these noises.
Like she's discovering her own tits.
Yeah.
Like, aha! That's so funny. I don't even think I heard that. I don't know why I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we should start diving in. We're definitely going to keep touching back on Nomi, but yeah, should talk about Crystal because she is our villain.
And I am here for Crystal. Oh, my God, am I here for Crystal?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to love you. I would love you to start that. I want you to, you have passion in your voice. Please launch and I'm going to tag onto it.
First of all, okay, they frame this as like there's some sort of rivalry and that like Nomi shows, like basically like that like Nomi has to defeat this woman because this woman is disrespecting her or holding her down or holding her back in some way. That's kind of the dynamic that the movie thinks is going on. But if you go through point by point of all the things that Crystal does, they are nothing but nice to Nomi. Nothing but nice. With the exception of one or two. Exception of one or two, which we can get into. But the first thing, so first of all, the first time Nomi meets Crystal, she's watching the show. Nomi comes into the showroom because her her friend Molly like works as a costumer on this show. So she gets in to see the show. Nomi just stands in the middle of this theater. Like a live show is going on. And is doing the hand motions of the dance. Not sitting in the back, not in the back, literally in the middle of the theater where everybody can see her. So she's just immediately obsessed with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they actually meet in person, it's in Crystal's dressing room. Crystal is naked. She's getting changed. The wardrobe girl, Molly for sure can come in there. But you don't just bring your fucking friend in to the star's change room while she's getting changed. You know what I mean?
Yes. And you're an uninvited guest.
And then Nomi just sits there and looks at her, like stares at her. And Crystal says, I think probably what is one of the meaner things that she says, and I'm totally going to justify it. She goes, who are you? She says, I'm Nomi. I'm a dancer. She's like, where do you dance? She's like, I dance at the Cheetah. And this woman who just did like an hour show and is naked in her change room and has a stranger there goes, well, I don't know what you're doing at the Cheetah, but if it's happening at the Cheetah, it ain't dancing.
Yep.
And that's actually the reputation that that club has.
Is that they don't really dance.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, yes, because like it's not even like the argument is whether stripping is dancing, because it is. I would fully say, yes, that's an art form. That's a way.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely. But I would agree when you look at the owner and the whole style of the place and how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some other things going on the side.
Also, I'm going to make the argument that most of the stuff she does is not dancing. And she's actually right.
She's a very bad dancer.
She is so... I kept sitting there thinking, do I just not know what dancing is? Do I not understand? Is this a style I don't get?
Sure.
Although I gotta say, Craig, the fact that this movie came out in the middle of the 90s is blowing me away. It's blowing me away. This has such an 80s... just vibe to it to me.
Yeah.
It's got an 80s plot. It's just like, oh, you wanna... Well, obviously, this whole movie is just gonna be sexual assault, clearly. Like, they just keep hitting it and hitting it and hitting it. And I was like, well, this seems like people, like, I don't know. I can't.
But like also, yeah, I mean, just if there had been some 90s inspired dance, like there was some like really cool dance in the, you know what I mean? Like,
is
the,
there?
I don't know. Like, you know, like the hip hop and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like there was like, I don't know, decent, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe that's what's getting us. Maybe we're just like, but like literally it was just like shooting her arms
all over the place.
And just like whipping her head around. And I was just like it looked violent is what it looked like.
It looked like her personality, manic.
Okay? Yeah,
like
yeah,
it
yeah.
just looks like it's all over the place. You don't know what's going to happen yet. Next, like she would constantly fly off the handle over the small, the movie wants you to view it as, oh, this woman's like sprinkling in like little indications of what her triggers are so you can get her background.
Right.
But you're right in stating if they had have given us her background right off the top, you would have a lot more sympathy and empathy in your heart for this woman. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you would watch and go, okay, I kind of get why she's doing that or whatever. But instead you just see it through this, we don't know what's going on.
Who is this woman?
Who is this woman that's like fucking slamming fries all over the table?
Oh, that was so, like,
I got so mad at that scene. I was so upset.
There's ketchup on it, man. Just
the way this woman ate every meal,
like, just so aggressive.
Every bite is like she's a fucking animal. Yeah. Okay, she's an animal.
Well, she's eating the hamburger in the car.
It's just like, and I don't. Who made this choice?
Yes. And the scene that exemplifies this so well to me, I laughed out loud when this happened in the movie. Her stuff gets stolen, right? She leaves it in the truck and the guy leaves away. She realizes what's happened, runs out to the parking lot. And then this is the sequence of events that happen all within about 10 seconds.
It's 10 seconds. It's 10 fucking seconds.
She starts banging on this car next to it. Okay, fine. Molly runs up and goes, this is how they meet. She goes, hey, that's my car. Get off my car. Stop hitting my car. Pulls her off of the car. Nomi then vomits and then runs into traffic.
Well, no, they get into a short scuffle. Oh, sorry. The worst fight I've ever seen in the world. Not like worse, like they got beat up. Like just flailing and arms and pulling. And then, yeah, they're in traffic.
Yeah.
Saves her life.
And like, any one of those things would demonstrate the emotional state of that person, right? Where it's like, hey, man, it's like, that guy stole my car. She vomits. Okay, she's so disgusted and so like sickened by the fact that she's lost everything, she's vomiting. Okay, she's pounding on a car. Okay, she's so angry that she's just got to take it out on something. She runs into traffic. Oh, she's so distraught that like, that's it. That's the last straw. All of those are... But you can't have all three of them at the same time. Like, just like fight, vomit, run.
I
laughed so
hard. There's so many times in this movie where I just cackled because I was like, what is going on? Yeah.
Getting back to Crystal for a second. So the other thing that happens in that dressing room when they first meet that's supposed to paint Crystal as a bit of a, you know, I'll call her a bitch, is that she snaps at Molly. So she says to Molly, oh, please don't call me Miss Connors. Call me Crystal, which is a very nice thing to say to someone who is working for you, right? And then Molly calls her Miss Connors again. And Crystal goes, it's Crystal. I told you to call me Crystal. And I was like, that is such a weird thing to snap about. Like, one, it's like, it works better if you're getting mad about needing the more formal designation.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you're being aggressive about, please be casual with me, you're like, that doesn't come across as mean, you know? It seems like that woman has had a long day, just danced for literally an hour.
And there's a stranger in my room.
There's a stranger in my room. Call me Crystal. So none of that, to me, is at all anything fucking villainous. But for some reason, that starts it all, where it's like, mm-hmm, this woman has it out for me. This woman's trying to take me down. This woman said I wasn't a dancer. And I'm just like, this is all in Nomi's head from here on.
Oh, like most things.
Yeah.
Like most things.
Like, they have interactions, but the tainting of it as this woman is out to get me is absolutely insanity.
Okay. Okay, so pays $500 for a lap dance.
Yes, for her
gets
boyfriend.
Gets her an audition.
Yes.
Gets her dinner. Dances with her. Hangs out with her. Gets pushed down the stairs by her.
Gets her, and then Nomi sleeps with her boyfriend as well.
Oh, yes. Although, she knew that.
Well, and that's the thing. So let's just jump to that. So Nomi has one of the least sexy sex scenes I've ever seen. Just in the pool with the champagne.
He's just water. The way this woman. No, none of this. None of this. First of all, I just got to tell you, team. There's no way. Nobody should be fucking in a pool. Okay. You don't want chlorine up your pussy. You just don't. These are facts. Okay. Yeah. There's also no way you're going to get that rage. There's a lot of motion things happening that I'm like, none of this. At what point do you not feel like you're fucking a fish? Do you know what I mean? A fish that's been out of water.
Yeah, yeah.
It's flopping. There's a lot happening there. Although it did make me, I don't know. There were so many tits and so none of it was, there was so little sexiness.
And that pool scene, speaking of sexiness, this is the move that really bothered me about this pool sex scene, is that he takes the champagne and he pours it over her in the pool. And like, I understand the like, oh, you pour champagne. Like, I understand like the appeal of like wet. You know what I mean? Like, you know, oh, glistening. I understand the appeal of wasting, like showing like this is the money I have to waste. And like, you know, now you're glistening. I understand that. But for it to be in a pool where you're already wet, it just seems like a hat on a hat. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why that bothered me so much, but it did.
That's so funny you said that. I said, this is so off topic, but I said hat on a hat to somebody the other day, and they were like, that's the greatest thing. Oh my God, did you just come up with that? I was like, you're adorable. No, I did not. Of course I did not.
This is a saying.
This is a saying. I love when I meet adults that I'm like, you made it 30 years without hearing this.
Hat on hat. I actually didn't hear it's like herding cats until very late in my life. And I found that absolutely hilarious. Like working these people is like herding cats. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what it was like. I just hadn't heard that turn of phrase.
I said that I can't. It wasn't in context to me. I do not know in what I'm about to say something fucking filthy. So prepare yourselves. But I said, what did I can't even remember what context I said, but I was like, have you ever heard the term like, this is so nasty, having your barn mucked?
No, Rebecca, I have
you
not.
You haven't either?
Oh, that is. I mean, I can imagine.
And I dropped it. I can't remember. Oh, I was talking to a couple of my girlfriends and I just dropped it.
That might be a Lindsay Ontario.
Everybody lost their minds. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, is this, have we not heard this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Craig's redder.
I mean, there's that. But getting back to this sex scene. Getting her barn. God.
Nobody, no woman in this movie got their barn mucked. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. We knew this would be a dirty one.
Well,
we
knew. And now it's a thing you all know.
Yeah, you've cursed them with knowledge.
So sorry.
But like, okay. So the dynamic between Zach and Crystal, Zach, by the way, is also like the head of entertainment or whatever. He's like the guy who's in charge. It's I feel like it's somewhat implied that they have somewhat of an open relationship or like aren't strictly monogamous. We never know the details of it, but Crystal does like buy him a lap dance and kind of watches him get off.
And it's very clear that like she's a bisexual. Likes,
yeah.
It's also very clear throughout this whole movie that this was very much written by a man.
Yeah. But like they clearly have some, let's just put this a non-traditional relationship of some sort. So whether or not Zach sleeping with Nomi is within the acceptable things within that relationship, I don't know. Possibly, though.
Yes, it is possible.
It is possible. And not at all against what we've sort of seen so far. But what I will say is for Nomi to sleep with Zach is a big fuck you move.
Oh no, absolutely it is.
On her part.
Absolutely. It has, that is a big fuck you move because it is, I don't know, it's like directly in result of her rivalry.
Exactly.
Like,
she thinks she's getting one over on Crystal.
Yeah, I
want to
be you. I want to do the things you do.
You're going to fucking hate this.
Yeah,
that
I'm
going to
take
your
over
man.
Your whole life. Like, I'm going to audition for your job now. Like, even though I don't know how to dance at all. And like, okay. So there's one moment with Crystal where she sends her on a gig. She goes, I recommended you for this $1,000 gig.
Yeah.
And that's like, we all know what this is. Don't go on that gig. Don't accept that gig. But it is, and it's disgusting. It's a horrible, it's like the whole idea is like, we're going to send you to this boat show and then you're going to be, you're going to be a sex worker tonight, essentially. There's this implication of sex work here.
You're going to do the boat show, but then you're going to come back
and then you're going to, yeah, you're going to entertain these businessmen. We're going to hang out. And it's not even at that moment. It's not even in play. They're just saying it outright. Like, this is what's going to be happening now. And since Crystal sent her on that, it recommended her. It's supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be like this, ooh, like she's out for her and all this kind of stuff. They were going to ask her anyway. They were going to get around to her. This is a hazard of the job they're at. The job they're at is hell.
Yeah.
Welcome to hell. Here it is.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like, I don't think it was like, oh, well, look at her sending her out for that gig and da 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 da. It's like, no, all these women here are doing all these gigs in a sense. Okay. Otherwise they wouldn't be around. This is very normal. Even Zach afterwards is like, makes him apologize and then calls him back right away. Like, Phil, you dumbass. Like, of course I don't care. They're just women. Anyway, wow. Okay. You know what? I'm going to launch out from there because I can feel myself getting too upset. You know what? It's time for a good time. It's time for an ad. Time for our sponsor of the week, TeePublic, our favorite, teepublic.com. We love TeePublic.
Yeah, we love TeePublic. Absolutely. TeePublic is this amazing site where the independent artists basically are creating all these like really fun designs that kind of mix up some fandoms and like, you know, mix and match them and all the rest. They got thousands of designs. You're bound to find something you want. In honor of Showgirls, in our TeePublic store this week, we found it's very simple. Obviously we're not going to put tits in our store, guys. We're not going to put them in there, but, we did find Vegas, as the old Sega Genesis logo. And you could just hear it in your head. You go like Vegas, you know, like you just want to do it. So that was like a really cool one I found, but there's like thousands and hundreds of other designs, all by independent artists. They're all really cool. We have a couple of our own designs up there.
Of course
too.
We do. You want to tuck in at night to a The Villain Was Right t-shirt. It's just going to make you have sweet dreams. That's what you want. Find your fellow nerds also. That's my big thing. When I wear something specific, people come up to me, they say hello, we talk about it. Like Meg's talking about it next week. Like, guys, just hit up teepublic.com. You got to do it, guys. Head over to vwrstore.fromsuperheroes.com to check out all of our merch and favorite designs from TeePublic. That's vwrstore.fromsuperheroes.com. And thank you, TeePublic, for your support. We love you so much. Obviously, we run our merch through you. Back to Crystal.
Yeah. So, like, I would also say I don't know how much she knew about that gig. Because keep in mind, the movie starts with like, this is the new star in town. We got her. Like, she's starting this show now. Like, they're doing, like, when Nomi meets her, they're doing the press conference where Crystal is taking over this show.
That's right.
She has not been at this show very long. So I think there is some plausible deniability that she had any idea that this boat thing was bad.
A lot of Crystal's evil, or the perceived evil, comes from music changes and long looks.
Yeah.
That's where most of her evil is generated, just from like a musical switch. Like,
yeah, she's like, this is mean now.
Yeah.
She's doing this to get you. Yeah, and just, I do really want to go back and talk to you because there's this kind of the sequence of events is she goes to the strip club. She hires Nomi for a dance for Zach. Nomi makes him cum in his pants is the best way I can put that.
That's the only way to say it.
Crystal watches. Yeah. Everyone there seems to be having a good time, except for Nomi, who's like, this is somehow you fucking me over, which again, she's paying like way, 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 way too much for this, like a $500 lap dance. Right.
Which she gets a dress from Versace or however she says it.
Versace.
Yeah. I get it from Versace.
But then the next thing is Nomi gets her an audition for the show. Crystal gets Nomi an audition for the show. When the guy shows up to offer Nomi the audition, Nomi's like, is she behind this? I was like, why are you being suspicious or aggressive? She paid you money to do the thing that you do, saw how you did it, and was like, I would like to provide this person with an opportunity, please. There is nothing wrong with that.
It turns out to be the same, but how could it be worse than where you are?
Yeah.
Skies walk. And I love that. I don't get this Al character at all. Okay, this strip club guy.
Yeah.
That also like comes. Okay. So like his whole thing is like, oh, if you want to work here, you got to give me a blowjob and I take a cut and I'm smacking everybody's ass and just being a generally disgusting slob of a man. And then at the end, he kind of like, he goes to one of her shows and it's like, you made it. Can you doing it? And it's like, I think that's supposed to kind of be like a mo of like, oh, look at him being like, oh, you actually did it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, someone throw this man in the ocean. Why would anyone need to hear his opinion
or
hear
care
his
about
approval,
it?
Yeah. Hear anything about like, why you did it? Is this guy the guy that tells you whether you did it or not?
Yeah. Like, and it's not like his character was framed as like a problematic kind of like, but father figure, like authority. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a guy who was like
gross.
Yeah. But
he's
like, you know,
absolutely a lagoon creature,
but you could have a version of this character that was gross and all the rest, but also had done something, you know, had like brought her in. Like, you know what I mean? Like
contribute, had some sort of redemption and or not real redemption, but you know what I mean?
You know, like
a singular redeeming moment. There we go.
But why does he show up at the end and why do we care what
and
he
why
like?
Would
you
we
made
possibly
it, kid.
Care?
You made it, kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud of you. It doesn't matter. While we're on this, the funniest thing about that is the, I don't know her character's name, but the burlesque woman.
That keeps showing her tits?
Yeah. First of all, game recognized game, a dress that pops your tits out is legitimately hilarious.
It is the only thing I took from that movie where I was like, that's actually kind of sick and all that.
Yeah, they got a little mechanism and it just pops out and like pops out. Yeah. Great. But what I find so funny is she wears that dress when she's not performing.
She just walks out around town. That's how she punctuates a joke. She's just out at a coffee shop like, oh, do I need a bit of milk?
She came to see a Vegas show with her friend or boss or whatever, goes to talk to her former friend or whatever and is like, yeah, you did good, kid. I'm so proud of you. Pop, pop,
pop, pop, pop.
I'm like, why are you wearing this? Why are you wearing
house
this outside?
Parties, pop, popping. Yeah.
Most relatable thing in this whole movie, but why are you wearing it out in public?
I don't know. That is a great question. I would say she's probably my favorite character.
She is, yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah.
Point. Like, she's...
I understand why you're doing what you do.
She's got some jokes. She's doing some stuff. She's, yeah.
She's emceeing a strip club, which is
and I also
fucking hard.
Believed her character. Yeah. I was like, this isn't horrible, horrible acting I'm watching right now. Know me.
Yeah. Oh, the acting choices. With Crystal though.
Okay.
So like the next thing she does is Nomi gets the role. Mm-hmm. And the next thing we see from Crystal is one, they throw Nomi in the show right away. First day. No rehearsals. Absolutely insane. Insane.
Of course it is. And they're like, you better not fuck up, kid. And it's like, what?
Of course she's going to fuck up. And then they go, you need some work on some things. Of course she does. Be here tomorrow for rehearsal. We're going to run through some things with you. Crystal shows up. The star of the show to what is essentially a chorus girl. You know what I mean? Like a nobody first tier. You barely get on this. You're not in like any big numbers, whatever. And she goes, I'm going to take the time to show you how to do it. So nice, right?
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? Let's go out for lunch first. I'll take you out for lunch. You don't like eating the shit that they tell you you got to eat. Let's have a real meal. And then she even says, I think we got off on the wrong foot. So at this point, Crystal is like, I'm sensing some weird hostility here. Mm-hmm. No, actually, I'm a nice person. I'm taking you out for lunch. Compliments her tits.
Yeah. And and then we get to further down. And I think this is supposed to be this big thing where she's like, oh, like I don't want the, what does she call it? Like whore's nails or something like that? Like, now, and I don't like that word, but I will say, if you're going to say something to somebody that just fucked your boyfriend,
yeah.
If somebody said that to me and I just fucked their boyfriend, I'd be like, well, fair enough.
Fair enough. Yeah. The nails are kind of like a whole thing through it. But the other thing she says, like, actually at this lunch thing was like, hey, you know, we're all whores. We all get paid the money and we all show them what they want to be shown. And Naomi obviously flies off the handle.
Of course she does, yes.
And I don't think, as I said, I don't think that's the best way to put that. Again,
but to like, equate what they're doing is correct.
Yes, exactly. She goes, there's really no difference between sex work and stripping and being in a Vegas show,
yes.
A topless Vegas show. We go, make peace with that if you want to be part of this.
Yes, we would like a more positive spin of like, hey, this is what we do. We should be proud of what we, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like what we do, be proud of it. There's no reason
people want to see this, so people pay money to see it.
There's no reason for these men to be pushing us down or whatever.
You're right. That's the version we
want
to see.
That's the version you want. Okay. That's the updated, like, hey, don't. We shouldn't be ashamed of ourselves, and we should also not let any of the anyway, but that not that it's letting, but Jesus Christ, the men in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate all I'm racking my brain. I cannot find a man I like in this movie.
Yeah. There was the director of the show very briefly where he comes out and he goes, I don't care about you. I care about the show. I need you to dance and I need you to smile. And I was like, okay, that's actually a pretty legitimate thing to stance to take as the director of the show, and then he just goes full pervert all the way.
Just that whole ice scene, I was like, this is so chilling. Oh, guys, we have to. Okay, so we got to talk about the because we got to talk about the big R. Okay, I'm gonna set a timer for 3 minutes. Okay, if you don't want to get triggered up today, you don't want to hear it. Don't worry about it. Skip ahead 3 minutes from now. We will be done this topic. I'm starting the timer now. What the fuck was happening with that rape scene? What the fuck happened?
Oh my God.
Out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere, because there's like tons of sexual assault dripping all over this movie. But to have the only character that's been like nice and helpful and like really trying and have like pure of heart, you know what I mean? Just making her dresses, looking out for her friend, trying to, even though she was kind of like, well, you pushed her down the stairs, that's fine. I kind of forgave her pretty quick on that, but that's okay. That's whatever. She's got forgiveness in her heart, but what? Introduce a character just to have, and the whole scene's so insane.
Yeah, it's
the
it's,
men at the door, the whole, oh, God. Why put that there? What does that help with the plot? Like, there's so much of this movie that just feels like somebody's like fucked up fantasy.
Yeah.
It just feels like somebody that's just like, oh, we gotta, well, obviously this is happening. It's like, there's no redeeming moment for anybody. And then you just stick this fucking rape scene at the, we're 20 minutes out from the ending of this movie.
It almost feels like they needed a way to end the movie. Like, yes, they need something like, for Naomi to like get revenge on and leave, which like that.
Pick any of the other men that wronged you. There's so much wrong happening. And it's like, no, we need them to be really wrong. And I'm like, no. They've been really wrong the whole time.
Like if it had been Zach or something, like if Zach had like, you know,
if something had escalated
and
or
like, so now it's Zach who's assaulted Molly and then she kills him, the head of the show kind of thing. And then splits down. Yeah. You're like, at least that's a character we've met before.
And I wanted this rampage to happen 30 minutes before it did. You know what I mean? I was like, we need to be rampaging way earlier than this.
And the movie isn't about her rampaging against men who treat her badly.
It's really not. So this rape scene feels like it comes out of nowhere. It's so fucking violent. It's so violent. And it's so great. And it's just so, and then she comes out, she falls out of the room, she's blood all, and I'm like, oh my fucking heart. Like I just, and again, in a movie where I feel very little attachment to any characters, or like I can remove myself and be like, this is a horrible movie. There's just such a strong part of me of like, why? Just no. Oh no. Anyway, closing statements. We got 10 seconds, Craig. What do you got?
I'm done.
You're done. We're done. We're done. We're gonna, we've got a countdown timer. We want to make it exactly 3 minutes. Hello. We're back. Hello. Oh, I have a real alarm on. I'm so sorry, everyone. I didn't even realize I did that. Anyway, point B, we're back to our regular scheduled programming. Just thought, you know, sometimes people kick it on here for a nice time.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to get everybody.
Do you want to talk quickly about James?
Oh, James. James was such a fucking strange character. Because it felt like they were gearing him up to have this role of, like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to save you from this. I'm going to, like, you know what I mean? This, like, I'm going to get you out here. I'm going to get you on at my show. And it's going to be real art.
Legitimate dancing.
But all he does is stalk her and then also yell at her. And he, it's tell her she's not a good dancer and that's all she wants to do. And then, like, it just turns into this thing where he's obviously pulling a line because he does the exact same thing with the next woman.
Right.
But then tries to maintain this thing of, like, no, you're a better dancer than her. And it's like, no, we've all seen
her dance.
Her dance. She's that woman terrible. Has got to be way better than this woman. And he's like, we're getting married. She's knocked up. I was like, every part of this character. And the last scene we see him in, we watch his show and everybody's booing it.
Yeah.
It's such a weird.
So he's not good. He's not good.
And what's his point?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
To maybe give her like this hope of this like path out of what she's doing or like.
But she never, she never takes it. She never looks at it. She never goes, oh, like.
She has no reason to ever change what her first impression of him, which is that like he's kind of a guy at the club who like she kicks in the balls.
Yes.
Then he bails her out of prison for that assault.
And then she blows him off and then he shows up at her work and
insults her. Like shows up at her door and is like, you're not good. He's like, it's him showing up and like insulting her. There's one line I wrote down where he goes, she gets out of Zach's car or something. And he sees her. He's like, who's that? Your pimp? Cause I only like pimp, like, the only people I know who drive pimp cars are pimps. And she goes, that's the head of entertainment at the hotel. Like he's the manager of entertainment at this big hotel. And he goes, that's the same thing. And I was like, it's legitimately not. Like it is.
No,
it's problematic what they're doing here and how they're running that show for sure. But it is absolutely not.
Well, not even
that you are an entertainment director at a casino is not the same as a pimp.
Or it could be perceived in this movie, but not to just as a job title.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just like on paper, that's not a thing.
So what do you do? Yeah. Oh, I manage this giant theater that seats like 1,500 people a night, and I book the entertainment for it and keep the books for the show.
Yeah.
That's not...
I never understood
this man. Judging her for her choices to even be in that show to begin with is so fucking condescending.
It's so weird to have this guy just show up and like you said, like yell at, criticize her. It's just constantly negative. And I'm like, at what point was she supposed to stay? Like it all feels like that ploy of like, it's kind of like, oh, I think I can manipulate you by speaking negatively to you because I think that's what you respond to.
Yeah.
And it's gross and I hate it.
Yeah.
Craig, I don't think I've ever hated a movie as much as I hate this movie. This is somehow, what was that movie with Dane Cook in it?
Oh, Good Luck Chuck.
Was it Good Luck Chuck?
No,
it was like...
Oh, my boyfriend's girlfriend. Or my girlfriend's boyfriend, yeah.
Something.
The one where he dates women to...
Oh, and his name's Tank, and he's... Yeah. It was worse than that. It was... That movie's so bad for me, I erased the title from my brain.
Yeah.
I can't... My best friend's girl? I don't know. Anyway, I,
that's what it is.
Is it My Best Friend's Girl? Okay, there you go. Never watch that movie. Never watch this movie. Unless you're like, oh, I just want to see the worst movie of my whole... I feel so bad about the negative things I've said about other movies, Craig.
Yeah.
I feel guilt.
This is the race to the bottom of how can the cinematography be bad? How can they... speaking of the cinematography, oh my God. So this is a kind of a difficult movie to locate.
I watched it on, what's it called? Tubi.
Oh, okay. So I was finding versions and like the version I found, there was like two different ones and someone had said like, oh, this is the unedited version or they said this is the censored version. And then there was like, there's an uncensored version here. And I was like, oh, well, I don't want the like censored version thinking that this is going to be like the version that's like somehow cut for like Saturday afternoon TV.
Oh no, you couldn't.
So like I went and checked out the like uncensored one. Like this is like a little longer. And then the other comment underside that was like, oh, is this the one with the gratuitous vagina shot when she kicks the guy? And I was like, actually, you know what? I'm going to go with the censored version. I'm not going to watch the uncensored.
I must have watched the censored version.
Yeah, I hope. Yes, and as I did too, because I was just like, oh, no, this isn't a difference between, you know, the movie, like seeing the movie and not. This is like, this is a lot of shit that they should have and should have cut out of the movie. So I didn't see that one either. But just to give you a sense of like, there's a worse version of this movie.
That is. Craig,
the uncensored.
I would have told you that's impossible.
Would you have described
today.
This movie as censored in any way?
There is literally nothing censored about it.
Yeah.
It's the most uncensored movie I have ever watched. Not that I have a problem. Like, it's just like tits are tits. Okay. Tits are tits. I think we scandalize the way, you know what I mean? Way too much. Okay. Tits are tits. We should have tits. It's fine. Okay. It's not even about it's just the rest of it's everything surrounding.
It. Yeah. And they kind of were like, we want to make like show that it's like this dark, seedy underbelly of Vegas and entertainment industry. Fine. But like you kind of just made your movie gross.
And it's like the focus on them too. It's like they're such a huge topic of discussion. It's like it's not even like you're constantly seeing tits. It's like they're talking about them.
Yeah.
They're talking about ice on them. They're talking about you have really nice ones or you don't have nice ones or you whatever it is. It's just like it is tit talk for days.
Yeah. That's unreal.
Welcome to my tit talk, everyone.
I do really want to cycle back though on some of the understudy thing. So the way that whole understudy thing plays out, which is that once again, in defense of Crystal, mm-hmm. the series of events are this. Nomi sleeps with Zach, the guy who is auditioning for Crystal's new understudy. Three people audition. One of them is the better dancer. And it's not Nomi.
No.
Zach says, well, we want her, though. We want Nomi instead. Even though she's not the best, we want her. Why? Because he just slept with her. So Crystal, and this is supposed to be like a fuck you kind of thing.
Yes.
Does not like that. Mm-hmm. And lodges a complaint and says, if you make this girl my understudy, I'm out of here.
Fair enough.
I don't even think that is... unreasonable at that point.
No, of course.
First of all,
not.
You're the star of the show. Yeah. You should have some say into who your understudy is. And two, the fact that this girl is not the best dancer and just slept with the guy, your boyfriend and the guy who's in charge of casting is so unprofessional. Like that should be immediately excluded. So like, this is kind of like a fuck you to Nomi. No, it's kind of like a fuck you to this Zach almost. Like you make your little new girlfriend my backup, I'm out. Legit. Way to set some boundaries. Good for you, Crystal.
Yeah. And all of her friends end up in a hospital.
Nomi's friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pushing down the stair. Not that the second one is in any way her fault, but still fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
Horrifying and just like... Also, what about all the other men? If you're going to send her out, like, why is it just like this one guy and now I'm on the road again?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I also will say Crystal was entirely nice about being pushed down the stairs. They go. She goes to visit her in the hospital. She's like, don't worry about it. I needed a break. I'll get a good settlement. Hey. And I'm just like, man, you are a mensch through this.
Oh,
you
wow.
are. You are the amount of shit. You know, like when you're like, man, Nomi really shouldn't be talking to Crystal that way. And then Crystal's like, don't worry. Like, you know, like you've met that person. They're like, you know, this person's talking shit about you. And they go, I don't really worry about that. Yeah. And you go like, that's a good, it's nice. We're going to shrug that.
So refreshing.
She's literally shrugging everything off, including attempted murder.
Yeah. Getting pushed down the stairs.
Like
yes.
They say she's got a compound fracture in her hip mm-hmm. and a concussion. That's
fair. Yeah.
That's possible death. Like
if you hit your head the right way. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even that, but your hip. Like there's so many blood vessels, like your main like blood vessel, like down your legs. Like if you break that blood vessel in your leg or the artery, I should say, you're like, that's like game over kind of injury. Like unless you get.
Craig, why are you over there giving me new fears? Why?
Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. That's why,
like if you have osteoporosis and like you fall down as an elderly person and like you break your hip, it's actually quite dangerous because there are lots of blood vessels in there, right? It's not just like breaking, because like it all come like down from your torso into your legs, right? Not in the hip bone itself, but in and around. But compound fracture is like, so that's attempted murder.
Either way, we can say pushing a person down the stairs
is attempted murder.
As an adult is lunacy.
Yeah.
Is lunacy.
Absolute.
Oh my God.
And to be good natured about it. The number of times Nomi says, you don't want to upset. Sorry, not Nomi. This is Crystal. Crystal says, you don't want to get on my bad side just as we were becoming friends. Like that's meant as like a fuck you kind of like, we're just becoming friends. They were legitimately, in Crystal's view, becoming friends. Like she was taking her out to lunch. She's giving her opportunities. Mm-hmm. She was like introducing her to people. Like from this woman's perspective, this is an insane movie.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Every part of this movie is pure lunacy. We watched it so you guys didn't have to. I don't think I have anything else to say about it. It's I probably have tons more to say about it, but I need to right. relax.
Yeah. I've covered my Bad Dancer. I've covered other insane shit. I've covered
some
my
scenes
violence.
Were just like, do you remember the monkeys in the dressing room?
Yeah,
I was
what
is this even happening?
Oh, because there was then it somehow paid off in her slipping in monkey shit
all
on the
right.
stage, which was somehow not the weirdest part of this. Like that's just in there and has no consequence. There's just a scene where she slips on monkey shit on the stage. Anyway,
wow.
What a movie. Anyway, what a movie.
Guys, I'm actually okay. So we're, I think we should get to our rankings.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got, I'm just ranking all the men in this movie. And that's what I'm doing. I know Crystal is what we talked about, but I'm just ranking all the men in this movie. That's what I'm going to do. I've got the tit scale. So I've got, from one tit. What are you doing here? One tit. Why isn't there two, Craig? Anyway, to a million tits, I'm going to give these guys a billion tits. They're off the charts. I fucking hate them all. This is terrible. It was terrible to watch. I hated every single one of these men.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. No.
What do you got for us, Craig?
So I've got the Versace scale and her mispronouncing Versace. So the Versace scale, so from a Calvin Klein to a Louis Vuitton, I am going to give Crystal a Coco Chanel. a canal filled with hot chocolate.
That's so funny. I love that.
Seems like a lot at first, but actually once you boil it down, it's quite sweet.
Oh, I love it, Craig. Yeah. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That was a very good one. Guys, as always, there's a couple of ways you can help out the podcast if you want to help us out. As if you got a couple of bucks, this was an audience choice. This was an audience choice. We did not pick this. We did not pick this. Well, I guess technically we put the list up, but still, I mean, I wasn't even aware. Anyway, guys, so if you want to get in on audience choices or you want to get an ad-free tier, we got tons of bonus episodes. If you join us now, you get all the backlog of all those bonus episodes. This month, it's Tim. No, Oh, is it Tim Curry month?
Yeah, that turned out to be Tim Curry month.
Tim Curry month. So we love us. Just a big steam and hot bowl of curry. You know us. We love it. We're doing Muppets Treasure Island. So you guys, you can hit us up at patreon.com/thevillainwasright. And if you guys want to follow us.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at VWR Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at Villain Was Right. And if you want to get in touch, this was once again an audience suggestion. We take suggestions. VillainWasRight@gmail.com. So let us know about that. And if you've enjoyed the podcast, by all means, tell your friends about it. And if you can leave us a quick review on whatever podcast app you're using, give us that 4 or 5 star review. Quick little sentence helps the algorithm feed us to other people. Greatly appreciated. And now it is time for our heroes and villains of the week. What do you got, Rebecca?
I've got a villain. I think I've talked about this villain a few times. I don't give a fuck. I'm upset. I'm looking for a place in Toronto right now, and it's a nightmare. I hate it so much. First of all, the fact that rent has doubled is madness. So that's the first point. And second point, kitchenettes are not a thing. Fuck you. It's not a real thing. Okay. Kitchenettes. I am a grown woman and I need a grown woman's oven. And especially, and this is my real villain here is, if you lie about your property to get me out to your property, fuck you. I hate you so much. It only happened to me once last week, but I went to a spot and they were like, big spot, 2 bedroom, 1,300 square feet. 1,300 square feet is what they said. Big. That's big.
Yeah.
It's a big apartment. I was like, oh, I'm a lady with hobbies. I need space. I show up and I'm like, there's no way this is 500 square feet. It's like, you fucking dick. And didn't even, you know, when you show up and you're like, and they're like kicking stuff in the hallway, they're like, oh, we're gonna clean this up. I'm like, no, if you haven't cleaned it up for showings, you're not gonna clean it up while I'm living here, you liar. And it was 1 bedroom.
What?
She showed me there was a room. It would have been less than 5 by 5.
Wow.
And she was like, and here's the extra space. And I was like, oh, I'll get back to you. Bye. I don't know. I was talking to somebody and they were like, you didn't get mad at her? You didn't tell her that it's not 1,300 square feet? And I was like, nah, I'm not like that, man. I just kind of like...
But it wastes your time, right?
Oh, truly did. But I didn't feel bad at all for wasting that lady's time. Because I was like, you wasted your own time, ma'am.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Like,
just be real. If you have a basement, just say it's a basement. People that are looking for basements will go to that basement. I hate when people try and use fancy terms when they're like lower level. I'm like, that's a basement.
Yeah.
It's a basement. You mean basement. And that's fine. I'll live in a basement. But you got to warn a bitch before she shows up. Okay. That's the terms and conditions of this anyway. So I'm looking for a spot. And it's hell. And stop lying. That's the whole thing. Just please stop.
Please.
I beg of you. If I'm going to pay you over $2,000 for this place, just be honest.
Just save us all the time.
Just be like, that electrical outlet doesn't work. That thing doesn't work either. I want to know going in.
Yes.
Anyway, that's my villain. I'm sorry. I feel like this has been a negative podcast for me episode, but here we are. Craig, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so I did. I was inspired to do a little showbiz story of my own here.
Oh, nice.
This is all about the first time. This is a villain for sure. But this is all about the first time I did a TV recording for comedy. And my God, what a shit show it was. So it was for a show called No Kidding on the iChannel, which is a cable channel that does not exist anymore.
But although you could probably find clips online,
but don't
get your Google fingers going.
But don't. So like the idea was there was all these comics kind of like up and coming, and like what this special decided, they were going to film this, and like we would each be doing 20 minutes, which is absolutely insane for this show because normally you do like 5 or 10 minutes, and that's all you're doing. But they're like, we'll do 20, and we'll like edit it down. And you're like, okay, I guess. And so they were like in this like little theater, like performance space. You're like, that's fine. And they had me show up like at 2 p.m. or something for a show that was like at 8 or 9 that night.
Lord!
So because they wanted to do like some interviews beforehand, right? Okay, fine. So like I'm on camera. They do all my makeup. They put me in makeup, and this makeup person made me look like a fucking clown. Like I was like white doll kind of like makeup, like big rosy cheeks, like mascara. Like I looked, and you know when it doesn't match your skin tone, like you can see the line or whatever. And I was like, okay, it's TV though. Like, you know, lights are intense. Like I guess this will just work. And then they did this like little interview for like interstitials and things like that. I was like, it went fine. And they're like, okay. And then come back for the show tonight at like 9. But like go home and just don't wash off the makeup though, because like we won't be able to redo it. I was like, no. What? So like I'm riding the streetcar home at this point, just absolutely fucking glowing in this like makeup. And I'm just like, I could tell everybody's looking at me weird because it's not even like I'm a man wearing makeup. It's like... you're wearing makeup. You know what I mean? Like this is out of place for anybody to be wearing makeup like that out in public. Like just what is that man in a play? Like what is he doing? So that's it. So like I'm just like sitting around all day in this like weird over the top makeup. Finally comes time for the show. There's a show before us for the same taping, right? And they're letting out just as we're getting ready to go in, and like all this audience comes storming out, and we're like, oh, this is great. They've packed this place for this show. This is going to be such a good recording. No, they had not done shit. What had happened was one of the comedians on the early show packed the place on his own volition. And this, they were just like, well, people will walk in and see comedy. And I was like, not if you don't advertise it or tell them what's going on.
And if it's a taping, should give away a lot of free tickets.
And especially if it is the Saturday of the Halloween weekend.
No!
So we start this recording and there are 12 people in the audience. 12 people. 9 of whom I brought. So like, thank Christ I brought somebody,
well,
right?
Well, at least you know they like you.
Yeah. And there was 3 comics doing 20 minutes each. And the first comic went up, decent comic now, like I'm not going to name names or anything, but clearly at the time had one gear and had no way to get out of that gear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Cause we're all very early on our careers. This guy and the audience fucking hates him. So it's 20 minutes of like near silence and he can't switch it up and he can't do anything. So that's how the show starts. And then I believe, did I go up second or last? I forget. But let's say I went up second and I go up and I do it and I'm just, you know, when you feel yourself working so, so hard, mm-hmm. right? And you're just like, there's a weird thing with performance where when the audience has energy, it's like way easier for you. And like, it just comes across real well, but then faking it is so hard and it just drains you. So, do the recording. Couple months go by and they're like, they do a preview. They do like a little clip of like, here's your episode. Here's who on this episode and a little clip of this joke. And I remember when in my set that joke was, and I was like, that looks at around the 15 minute mark of this 20 minute set.
Yeah.
And the look in my eyes is of a man like totally dejected. Like I'd been working so hard. Hearing him in this gaudy makeup, just being like, come on guys. And then, you know, like this, and like, you see it in my eyes, this like defeat of like trying to keep it up. I was like, oh, this is going to be an absolute shit show, that this is the best clip they could get of me. Then the actual episode comes out and there is a point at which they were doing something that's called live to tape, which means they have multiple cameras pointed at you, but those cameras aren't each individually recording video and then they edit it together later. They're just live cameras and someone's at a switchboard deciding which camera is going, and then that's the footage that you have.
Lord,
so you have no backup footage if they do the wrong edit. So there's a scene where they've got a really close-up of my like pearly white, rosy-cheeked face. And then I go to do an act out and I just duck my head out of frame. So it's like literally they cut to a close up. I immediately leave the frame. They can't find me again. It's just audio of an empty screen. And then they cut back to me like crouched on the stage. And I was just like, that's in the episode. That's in the episode because they didn't have any other footage to go with it. And
that's
I just
so
go
insane.
Like, they just go like, share this around and show everybody. And I was like, absolutely not.
Show everybody a very professional job.
In a very, so that channel doesn't exist anymore. But in a more positive note, I'm glad that was sort of my first experience with it because the nerves are gone now. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah. Once you bag out the first one, you feel great after.
Exactly. So better to get it out of the way on that one. That no one's ever going to remember, except for people are for sure going to Google this. Jesus Christ. Why did I tell you the name of the show?
That was my first thought. I'm an evil person. Yeah, I was of course I would look this up right away. That's all I would do.
So that was my first experience.
That's
on
so
TV.
Funny. Yeah. Well, that's great. I love that. guys, as always, you can follow me at Rebecca Reads on any platform of your choosing.
Yeah. And you can follow me at Craig Faye Comedy on Facebook, Twitter, CraigFaye.com for show dates. And I do have a couple of really big shows coming out lately. June 25th, it's Encore Comedy. It's a show that I'm producing with one of our former guests, Hisham Khaledi, where we've got three great comedians and they are comics you want to see. And then you as the audience will decide who you want to be the encore. So you can go ahead and check that out. Tickets at comedybar.ca. And that's it for us this week on the podcast. You can go ahead and check out our episode next week. It's going to be on Hobbs and Shaw. It's already in the can. It's fucking great. You're going to love it.
Yes.
And until then, this is The Villain Was Right, reminding you that slips, trips, and falls are the number one cause of workplace accidents and to always use the handrail.
The Villain Was Right is produced by Andrew Ivamy as part of the From Superheroes Network. For more great podcasts like this, as well as webcomics, articles, and so much more, visit FromSuperheroes.com.